I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. New policies don't necessarily mean a fix to a global crisis. One country's finding this out the hard way. And as the saying goes, knowledge is power, especially in medicine. And finally, everybody likes a good cup of joe, right? Well, let me tell you where you can get some quality grounds while sharing the gospel. It was a good idea, but Turkey's actual approach to the Syrian refugee conundrum has been disastrous. Although they're somewhat protected, refugees are still struggling to survive. International Needs' Rodi Rodehaver says education is a big issue for these families.
Children who are part of the refugee contingent cannot go to school because they do not speak Turkish.
The ministry put a tent school together and then went looking for teachers.
We discovered that amongst the refugees, there are professional teachers who are Syrian who speak Arabic.
And they've hired these Syrian teachers. Here's why it's a critical piece of a bigger recovery picture.
What we're doing is saving children from living for years and years with no education and being very susceptible to indoctrination into some of the causes like ISIS that are radical.
And that's also why Rodehaver was in Turkey recently, with the gospel in one hand and compassion in the other.
Our goal is to develop the evangelical churches who exist in those areas and work alongside of them to provide ongoing programs that not just handle the tertiary kinds of needs, but also will develop the kinds of relationships with these people that we can help them in situations long term.
Our next story comes to us from Canada, where it's been over a month since Parliament voted to defund the Office for Religious Freedom. Voice of the Martyrs Canada's Doug McKenzie says it's really too early to tell exactly how things will play out, but difficulties for Christians are expected.
We expect that this could lead to a different form of persecution in Canada, where there will be more stresses on the system and on those who are trying to live out their faith on a daily basis.
VOM Canada fights tirelessly to defend the cause of the persecuted. It provides tangible resources to Christians who are in danger around the world and then uses those stories to inspire people like you and me at home. You're listening to Mission Network News. In India, the second most populous country in the world, having a baby may seem quite commonplace. But a woman's medical knowledge and understanding of what's actually happening within her body during a pregnancy is not.
All the things we already know about life inside of us were completely unknown to those women.
Melinda Delahoyt of Life International adds there's a second element. The information presented is coupled with sharing the gospel.
At Life International, we work particularly to what we call train the trainers. So that sanctity of life message combined with the gospel of Jesus Christ is getting into the hearts and minds of women. When those truths go out together, God makes a way, hearts are healed with the gospel, and lives are saved.
And finally, imagine trying to make a living by selling coffee beans, but nobody will buy from you because you're a Christian. So what do you do then? We get more from MNN's Dodd Morris.
For some people like Beho, this was a reality, at least until Baptist Global Response came in. Through its direct trade initiative, Kingdom Growers, BGR is helping people just like Beho thrive using a couple of methods. For one, through this program, BGR provides farmers with microloans to help jumpstart their businesses, and these farmers also become part of the Kingdom Growers Co-op. As BGR helps these farmers make a living, the organization is also helping share the gospel. If you would, please pray that God would continue using BGR to change lives of farmers both physically and spiritually. For Mission Network News, I'm Dodd Morris.
Mission Network News is a service of One Way Ministries. What we know about the world's 1.6 billion Muslims is generally what we see on the news. But One Way is inviting you to look at who these people are in God's eyes. Join us on a prayercast journey during the month of Ramadan. Each week we'll focus on a different region, lifting up the nations in prayer. Get the details at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.